So what I want you all to start thinking about today and all throughout my speech today is not who you're against, but who you're for. I want you to understand that you're in a very highly competitive situation. You're going to be competing to survive and prosper. And that's what racism is all about. Contrary to what anybody tells you, and I just saw a definition of racism in the Washington Post last week by a noted columnist who's a conservative. And what he was really talking about was prejudice and discrimination. He wasn't talking about racism, but he was mystifying the word. That's why I finally figured out why he's always on the wrong side of an issue relating to black folk. He thinks that a black person can be racist. A black person cannot be a racist. Racism is a power relationship between groups of people. That's all it is. It means where one group of people have control of so much wealth and power and resource that it can deprive, hurt, and injure, and exploit another group to benefit itself. Never in the history of this earth have black folk ever controlled that much resources and where they can have gone out of their way to exploit, injure, and do something to whites. So therefore, racism only started in the 16th century when you began to commercialize slavery against blacks. That's when racism started. There was no such thing as racism before that. The other thing, and before I get into my presentation, you got to understand racism also comes from the word race. Race means group. So whenever you hear people talking about now, you cannot prove racism because somebody fired you from a job, they are absolutely right. And the power structure and all the white think tanks in Washington know that. That's why you can no longer prove racism, because racism does not apply to an individual. It applies to a group. And because I discriminate against you, that's individual, that's personal. It's not group-based, and so you can no longer prove group-based discrimination.